From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine for the Shiite Muslims in Kabul late Tuesday, opening fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than two dozen others. Officials and witnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakai area of the city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces amid an hours-long siege. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said he is probably better off without the support of, in his words, weak and ineffective people within his party, including the House Speaker Paul Ryan. Trump lashing out Tuesday at his fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll, she was getting some help from President Obama on Tuesday on the campaign trail, who told an audience in North Carolina that Trump is unlike the Republicans he faced in the two previous elections.
I never thought that those people were not honorable. I did not think that if they were in the Oval Office, that America would spin out of control. I didn't think that they couldn't represent us on the world stage. I just thought they represented a different political party and a different philosophy. But I'm being honest here, that is not the case with the current Republican nominee.
Experts are giving Hillary Clinton an 86% chance of winning the election. Top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Salah Abdeslam, the main suspect in last year's devastating Paris terrorist attacks, say they will no longer defend him because of his unwillingness to answer questions about his alleged involvement in the attacks. In April, Abdeslam was unwillingly transferred from a prison in Belgium to a prison in France and has since refused to speak with his lawyers. Investigators believe he was in charge of coordinating logistics for the group of terrorists who killed 130 people in a series of coordinated attacks around Paris. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of the war-shattered Syrian city of Aleppo, targeting two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called Tuesday's onslaught the heaviest Russian bombardment since the government of President Bashar al-Assad announced last week it would cut back on airstrikes. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the world of overheating. The company announcing Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Max Wolf is an economist with the Manhattan Ventures Partners.
So certainly a sad moment. Samsung, with the Galaxy series, the Note series, invented the phablet, which is the large form factor smartphone, which has caught on like wildfire. Unfortunately for them, everyone makes them now, and everyone else is getting business that's leaving them.
Samsung announced earlier in the day on Tuesday that it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised customers to stop using the device immediately. The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss in its share price at the end of Tuesday's stock market trading session. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments on whether Muslims and other immigrants held for months after the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States can sue the former Attorney General John Ashcroft and other officials. The lawsuit was filed by a group of Muslim, Arab, and South Asian non-U.S. citizens alleging they were held as terrorist suspects based on their race, religion and ethnicity, and immigration status, and abuse and detention before being deported. The Supreme Court will rule on the case by June. And people on the island nation of Bermuda on this Wednesday keeping a close eye on Hurricane Nicole. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to gain strength before its center reaches Bermuda on Thursday morning. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.